This is Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan. It's Jesse.
Oh, should I hang up with Miguel on the other line?
Yeah. I weren't you on the phone with Sean?
No, I'm on with Miguel because I called in. So hold on one second.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I thought you were out for surgery.
So I am leaving on Wednesday, actually. So they scheduled it for Wednesday. Hold on one second. So I did just see right now that we ended up charging you $299. I'm so sorry for that. I'm gonna have my boss change it right now.
All right, I'm not worried about that. I just want to get everything cleared away because we have some things that I tried to send you some emails on Friday that weren't. It seems like there's a lot of confusion going on right now. So I need to get some stuff squared away.
Okay. So I was going to put that actually in, escalate that right now this morning. So my boss is, first off, my boss is going to make it so your billing is $249. And then, I'll go ahead and escalate that to them that, about the website. So since you're doing both, the Google Guaranteed and the SEO, they actually do the client interview with just one. So I'm assuming that during the client interview, you didn't mention the website. Is that kind of what happened?
It's two different businesses, so you're confused. So let's go back to the billing.
Right.
So the billing is fine. I'm not worried about that. And then there's also, I think you said you were going to do 1 month free because of signing SAM up. So
yes.
That takes care of
right.
the billing, and we'll check that off. The way
okay.
I understood Google Guaranteed was going to be for the Jonathan company. That was $299. I thought you had said
right.
to me that included a new website.
Right, right. So the $299 for the gardening company, that yes, we can do a website.
No. Go back. This is where you're getting confused. Google Guaranteed was for the Jonathan company. The
right.
$299 for Google Guaranteed was to file with them and do whatever, and then you said the website is included with that, which would be for Jonathan Company. So Google Guaranteed is for Jonathan Company, which is design and construction. Two totally
right.
different
so
things.
That,
like,
no, correct,
we're talking about
correct.
Two different
I
businesses.
No.
Okay.
I completely understand that. So it's actually the $250 for the application fee. That
uh-huh.
would be for the Google Guaranteed. So the $299 is for the SEO for the gardening company, just so you know. But my boss already went ahead and refunded that, so you don't have to worry about
that.
Okay.
So the onboarding call that I had on Monday was a waste because you're not supposed to be rebuilding the Jonathan company website.
No, I understand that. So both of them include a website. So we can do a website for... With the Google Guaranteed, that includes a website, and the SEO also includes a website. So we can
okay.
do the two different
so,
the
so
two different
the call,
websites. But
okay, so then the call that happened on the call that happened on Friday, that's 100% the Jonathan company. The website, all the information I gave him, I didn't talk about the gardening at all. That's the fee for the Google Guaranteed. So that's tied to Google Guaranteed, right? So we're done with
correct.
That. Okay, so now
uh-huh.
the $249 separate is a totally different business, which is the Beverly Hills Gardener.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right?
So, right. No, I completely understand that. So I'm putting that in right now. Okay. Okay.
And the Google Guaranteed is only the $299 to start, and then it's whatever the Google Guaranteed fees are after that. I don't have a $249 a month for that for SEO and
no.
for the website, right? Okay.
Correct. So that it's a $250 application fee, and then after the application is processed, then you pay for 13 leads. And the 13 lead cost here, hold on, let me pull that up again. It is $696. So,
once
and then
approved,
from there,
once
you,
it's approved, I pay. Once I'm approved,
yes.
I pay for that.
Okay, that's correct.
Fine. And you guys will call me before you charge that, right? Or email
correct.
Me or
well,
something.
Okay. Yeah, so they notify you, correct, before okay, they right. Go ahead and charge that. So,
okay.
Okay, so sorry about all of this confusion, Jonathan.
I'm glad you're available. It would
yeah,
have been a real
absolutely.
Pain in the ass if you were not available, but since you're available, you remember our conversation, so it's fine.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I was going to reply to your email this morning. It's been super crazy here. So, but I'm glad you called in. I could take care of it. So I did notify them that this needs to be addressed for the different company for the SEO. So, do you want me to like email you or text you or let you know what's going on from that?
For what?
Well, so for them to go over that information for the other company.
I would love to set up another onboarding today while you're still available, if you're available today and tomorrow, just in case there's a problem. Once it's started, it's fine.
Okay.
But if that's possible.
Okay, hold on.
Because they do need to do another onboard, right?
Let me ask them. Hold on.
Because it's completely different information. I sent you like a little right. outline that I started writing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it should be different pictures. It just should be set up differently completely.
Okay.
And I can go over that with you, but I it doesn't matter to you. I don't care. And just go over that with the guy.
Well, I mean, it's not that it doesn't matter to me. I just don't handle that part. But it does matter. I mean, I care. So let me, I'll just go ahead and set up a client interview. And then if there's any other information, because they're in the middle of something right now, so they're not responding to me. But I just
That's
at
okay.
least want to go ahead and get it set up for you. So let's see. Hold on. One second. Okay.
I'm multitasking, so bear with me.
Okay, I can do. There's an opening from 2 to 3. Do you think you could do it then?
I could do 2 to 3, but I want to help Sam too. With his on board, which is at 3, right?
Yeah, that's at 3. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do it today, 2 to 3.
Okay.
I'll just try and be available.
Okay.
I tend to crash in the afternoon because I'm up at like 4 in the morning, so I tend to not book anything like after 1, 2 o'clock, but let's do it. Let's do it today.
Okay. One second.
I just really think the Gardner site is going to generate a lot more interesting traffic for me.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Just because of people searching for gardeners, because so many people are unhappy with gardeners, and a lot of I don't need to go into it with you. I'll save you though. I won't talk.
No,
so much
no, no. It's fine. I don't mind listening. I really don't. I mean, I appreciate your vision. So I definitely want to make sure that you're taken care of here. Hold on one second. Okay. So I'll just schedule it for 2 to 3. And then, hold on one second. Okay, and if there's any other things, like I said, they're both in the middle of something right now. So if there's any other things that I need, or if there's any other information that I get that maybe is contrary to that time for any reason at all, I'll give you a call. But just otherwise expect to have that interview then at that time. Okay.
Okay. Now, since I have you on the phone and I don't know if you can take care of this other stuff, are you still there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I thought I hung up for you for a second. Okay. Over the weekend, so I spoke to Ivan. Let me see if I can, figure this out. Your requested identity verification link is, so one of the things that Ivan said to me, and I don't remember if you said it to me too, was that there was a potential I was going to get a bunch of calls from people that just to ignore them because they could be scams, and I'm very cautious of that. So, over the weekend, hold on 1 second. They want my personal Facebook URL. I don't have a personal Facebook URL.
Okay, and Ivan said this? Did he message you or something?
They're coming in text. Hold on 1 second. I told him that, though, also.
So you don't need a personal Facebook. It is suggested, because the thing with a personal Facebook is it actually goes, like the messages that when people message you on the business Facebook, it goes to a personal Facebook. So sometimes it's helpful to have that. But you don't need to have it. You can still just allow for phone calls or, you know.
Yeah. I don't want to on Facebook. I don't want anything to do with him.
Okay. then don't worry about that. You don't need it.
Yeah.
It's just suggested if you do have it.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay. On Friday at 3:30. Hello, Jonathan. This is Ivan from Google Guarantee Department here at Local Splash. I hope this message finds you well. We are about to trigger a text message to you as part of your background check portion of onboarding process. Please access the link in the message and upload your driver's license, state ID. I mean, I don't know who this person is. I don't know where this text is coming from. It's a phone number, and they're asking me to send my ID. And then I got another weird call, somebody offering me a loan that sounded like a guy working out of the back of a pickup. Is one of the things the link that I just asked you about?
So I'm looking at the text message that was sent to you that says that exactly. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
But at the loan thing, I don't know what that is.
I know the loan was not you. So the link is you.
Yeah. Okay. So that is us. Correct.
All right, hold on 1 second. So let me do that and take care of that.
Okay.
Your client interview. Facebook, email. I'm not real good at a lot of this stuff, by the way, so.
No, it's fine.
The website. Somebody's also asking for access to the website domain.
Okay, so we don't do that, as far as, okay, what does it say exactly?
So it says, check your email for instructions on how to give local,
I do see that actually. I see that text right here.
Okay.
Check your email for instructions on how to give Local Splash access to the domain. So giving access to the domain is what they're going to create from that domain that you have for the gardening company.
Is
right?
Is that for the gardening company? Well, that was today at 7:56.
No, I see that.
Oh, so that's a new one. Okay.
Yeah, because you have access to both of the domains, like you own them for both.
They're on GoDaddy.
Okay, so I'm not sure if we work with GoDaddy domains. I'm not sure entirely. Because all of this information is just not everything I know because I don't set up the accounts like that.
It just needs to be forwarded. Once you guys get the site built, it just needs to be I just need to redirect it. I need to go into GoDaddy and redirect it. I don't know how to do it, like, right off the top of my head, but that's what I understand I need to do. So that is my URL, BeverlyHillsGardener.com, and the JonathanCompany.com is also my URL, and both are with GoDaddy.
Okay. All right, perfect. So The only thing I think that maybe we might have to do for gardening company is set up a call tracking number. I'm not entirely sure if they can have two phone numbers on a Google business profile if they build another Google business profile for the gardening company.
That's what I thought.
That's the only thing that I think might have to change. But we can at least do that and set up just like a call tracking number, just a different phone number. So you might have to – well, so since – okay, so I just don't want to give you any incorrect information, but you might have to go through – you should have gotten an email. It says let me see if it came through. Okay, hold on, wait. I don't
– your process, your refund, action needed –
no,
please follow these instructions to give us access to your website domain without having to share your password or login credentials. Go to your GoDaddy account settings. So it actually,
I'm going to send it over to you right now. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Since you most likely will be setting up a separate Google business profile, just reply to this email with pictures to set up that profile. So if you don't have the pictures, you know, don't worry about them or the things that they're asking for, or if you don't feel comfortable with whatever they're asking for, don't send it. Just whatever you have and whatever you can send. You know, it's like tools and their equipment, like a picture of that. You know, if you have a business card, business registration, invoice, workplace, whatever you can send in, just, you know, reply to that email. But I just sent that over right now.
Also my driver's license, right?
Well, so that's for the Google guaranteed. The driver's license is for the Google guaranteed portion. So that's for the background check for that, for the Google guaranteed. You don't have to do that for the Google business profile, though.
Okay, so... let's do one thing at a time because it's going to start to get confused. You texted it to me, right?
No, that the one I just sent was the email. But did you do the driver's license?
No. So you just so someone just texted here. I just got a text here. Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information to proceed further.
Okay, so it might
I didn't get the email.
Oh, okay. Oh, it might trigger okay.
All right, so just so we're clear, this email that you just sent me is for which business?
For the gardening company, because you already have a Google business profile for Jonathan Company. So
okay,
you don't have to worry about that.
So don't have... but see, the business license and the insurance is going to be the same. Tools and equipment. I mean, I've got a picture of my desk, my work desk here, drafting table. I mean, it's not gardening.
Yeah,
I mean,
Right. Well, they just want like usually, you know, some type of workspace. Like if you have any, you know, like a work desk. Yeah, that's completely fine.
Hold on one second. So, bear with me. I'm just going to have you. So, Beverly Hills Gardener, I don't have – Beverly Hills Gardener is a website that's driving traffic to the Jonathan Company. How are they going to do that?
I mean, I would assume that they would make it completely separate if you want it to be totally separate. I mean, if you want just the website attached to your current Google business profile, then they can do that as well. It's just, I guess it would just be a matter of how they decide that they think it would be best to set it up with you.
Did you go? Sorry to interrupt. Did you go on and look at DailyHillsGardener.com?
I didn't look at it. Okay.
There actually is a website there, and you can see, and it'll give you a little bit better idea.
Hold on.
I hope nobody's zooming in on this picture of my desk.
Okay. When I put it in, nothing comes up, but I'm not sure. It could just be my, here, let me try this. Yeah, I don't see anything coming up.
Hold on one second. Huh. Oh, that's really funny. You know why it's... That's really funny. Goddamn GoDaddy.
What happened?
That... Why does that cancel? They're so dumb. The domain is due on the 10th. So it just happened. It just happened to be due. So they canceled it. So I just have to renew it.
Oh, okay. I actually did end up finding something. It's not a secure website, but it does have your email on it. So I do see it here.
What,
it's like
what email? Oh, it's like a pretty picture of a garden.
Yeah, and it has like some chairs on it. Yeah,
yeah.
I see it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
So let me go back to give you what you need from me. The Jonathan Company, so Local Splash. So to provide us with the requirement documents, either reply directly. So you need, and then it, every time I go to choose an account, it asks me to open these Google accounts. See, the problem is I'm not real good at all this stuff, and it's asking me to be technical, and I'm just not. It's just so stupid. I have too many accounts. Bench Fabric Assistant, use another. Why can't you just enter in as a guest? I don't like Google stuff.
You're talking about for the domain name? Is that what you're talking about?
No. So now I went back to the email. To provide us with the required documents, either reply directly to this email or fill out the form here. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to reply to the email then. I'll do that instead. Better.
Okay.
Because when I click in to reply to the form, it goes to Google, choose an account, Jonathan Company Home, Assistant at Fence Fabric. It's like I'm so bad at all those accounts that I've had other people set up for me that no longer work for me. And that's the problem, part of the problem, because I'm a spaz when it comes to that stuff. So I'm sending you a business card that's the Jonathan Company, and I'm sending a picture of my desk. I don't have tools. I'm sending a screenshot of the website. Hopefully that's enough.
Okay.
And if you need the other phone number, that's fine. As long as that other phone number rings to my 996 number. You know, somewhere in the website, I'll say that Beverly Hills Gardener is, I don't know. I don't know how to tie it to Jonathan Company, but I see it as two separate entities, kind of.
Uh-huh. Well, so that's just not what I'm sure how they would handle, because I figured since it was under the same... licensing that it would just be attached to your current Google business profile and they would do it that way. But if you want to make an entirely separate Google business profile and then optimize that, definitely they can do that. They would need to go over that information. So, I mean, I do have
you
scheduled for 2:00.
Don't you think that that's better, that it's its own website completely and it's people that are looking for gardeners? Because I think if you send somebody to a website, like right now when you look up gardener, there's a bunch of landscapers that come up, right? They're
mm-hmm.
Actually, when you look up just gardener, right, just gardener, very little comes up. There's nobody in the top right section of the homepage. So to me, that works really well, right? And then if you say Beverly Hills Gardener, you don't say Beverly Hills Landscape, you don't say Beverly Hills Design, you don't say, it's really backwards, because a lot of the gardeners that are listed there are all listed as doing landscape work and landscape design and landscape construction, and none of them are licensed to do it. None of them are even supposed to be on Google at all, because it's illegal. Mm-hmm. They're all gardeners, and they're not claiming to be gardeners. Same thing with tree trimming. They claim to do tree trimming. That's a big license. That's also a big workers' comp. I'm just trying to be a consultant, so I don't have trucks and tools and stuff like that. And I think it's kind of clear. You know what? I should have added one more thing to... I've given it to you, but I'm gonna include it. I'm gonna include it right now. Also, I sat and wrote a bunch of notes for the meeting that I thought I was having at 9 o'clock the other day. That just talk about that are like what I would like to see on the website.
Okay.
So I sent that there too. I had texted you that the other day.
Okay. Okay. So let me see. You texted it, so it should have come through on here. They should have that.
I just emailed it to you also just now.
Okay. Hold on, let me see.
And then this morning before the 2 to 3, I'll pull together some pictures that are more gardening related than landscape design and installation related.
Okay.
And that website does not seem very complicated. But you can see, I think my notes that I did are enough. Sometimes you put too much information down.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Done it. I don't know why. Okay. Well, I'll have them look at this, and then they'll give you a call there at 2 o'clock. Okay. So I do have you scheduled. So if anything changes, I'll give you a call if anything happens. But it should be good to go for 2 o'clock.
Okay. And there was one more thing for Ivan for the Google guarantee. Can I take care of that and with confidence send in my driver's license?
Yes.
So which one is that? So. Was that an email or is that a text?
Well, he said it was triggered in a text message. What he meant. I can verify that with him, but what I
your
saw
requested,
in the text.
Your requested identity verification link, would that be from Google?
Say that one. Requested identification link? Yes, that would be it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that came the other day. Upload the front side of ID card. So, how am I doing that on my phone? Take a photo of the front side of your ID card. Let's do that. It's kind of scary to be sending your driver's license all over the place, but.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know why they do it in a text message. They should call and, tell you that's what they're doing. I can understand how that probably is a little.
And they want the, yeah. I just don't. I'm very lucky. I don't give anything out to anybody at all. It's like I know too many people that my dad got scammed on an Amazon thing, and they took all of his money, everything. They got into
on an Amazon thing.
They got onto his retirement. They got onto his computer somehow, and got into his retirement. He had the passcodes on his computer. And they got into his retirement accounts and started pulling money from Fidelity. And Fidelity were idiots. It happened once. He caught it. He told Fidelity. Fidelity said, okay, we've got it taken care of. And then Fidelity let it happen 2 more times after that.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of money. Ugh. he was lucky that God. Because they were wrong, and Fidelity was being sold at the time. Hold on 1 second. I'll just get this done while I have you. Sorry if I'm keeping you too long.
No, no, you're fine.
All right, and I've got to go. Let me.
Okay.
Let me go, and I'll text you back. Okay.
Okay. All right. No problem. We'll talk soon.
Bye. Okay. Bye.